Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Dr. Carol Kinsey-Goman is here. She is a new friend, but soon not to be a new friend. We're going to get her back. She's got a lot more to teach us. She's the president of Kinsey Consulting Services, the author of The Truth About Lies in the Workplace. Carol, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us, give the audience and me your website, and tell us how we can find you and your book.
My website is ckg.com, my initials.
Pretty easy, ckg.com,
yep.
And the book's available wherever books are sold, just out now, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good. And in the previous segment, we had some fun talking about the differences, and really a lot of the differences were in genders, the gender issues. But let's get into some of the real down and dirty stuff in the workplace. Is where do lies manifest the most in the workplace?
They were everywhere from the job interview to the job exit interview.
Yeah.
You know, you people will lie. In fact, one study said that 81% of people that they were monitoring lied in their interview for a job.
So putting your best foot forward, you got to know when to not to cross over to a blatant lie. You can say that you've had some experience with something without saying that you're an expert at it. But to say that you could take a team and run that experience, that might be a lie.
Yes, and certainly lies about your education.
Factual things, not subjective things, are clearly lies, and that'll get you fired.
Yeah, that will.
And we've seen that. We've seen that with coaches and executives, et cetera, haven't we?
We have indeed.
Yeah, it's amazing the high-profile people who will lie about stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very strange. You'd think, why in the world would they have to do that?
This is not 1890. This is the Internet age.
Right.
You know, people can find out, right?
And that's the other thing with the Internet. This is also the visual technology revolution.
Right.
I do a lot of body language work, and, if you're going to lie and be on YouTube where everybody can dissect every little nuance in your verbiage and your body, I don't know how anybody thinks they can get away with it today.
No kidding.
I really don't.
Let's talk about the four types of liars that you talk about in the book. Occasional liars, frequent liars, habitual liars, pathological liars.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well, you and I, all the good guys, are occasional liars. You know, we will lie maybe once or twice a day in order to say, no, I don't mind getting up at 3 in the morning to do a radio show.
For example, no guy trying to do his best is going to answer the question, honey, does this make me look fat, the wrong way, right?
There you go. Now, frequent liars are a little harder to detect because they're practiced. In fact, there was one study that said if you just spend 20 minutes practicing your lie, you really reduce most of those tells that I look for in body language and in verbiage, so that you, even in a 20-minute practice, you get better. So frequent liars are tougher to spot. Habitual liars are those people who, for whatever reason, have lied since they were children, and it's become just the way they do things. They'll lie about stuff that doesn't even matter.
One of my mentors was talking about a guy one time, and he said, he lies when the truth sounds better.
Yeah, that's a great statement. It's why in the world would they do it then? But I think the worst ones for any organization.
It's almost like the habitual liar lives in a fantasy world.
They do indeed.
It's like they're playing a game. They want you to play along with them or something.
Yep, and I think that started when they were children, maybe from some family situation that they had to hide. I don't know what it was. But I do know that that's gone on for a long time. It just didn't start when they entered the workplace.
Well, and here's an example of how it affects the workplace in the business world. These are the people who tell you they're going to meet you and never show up.
Yes.
And after a while, you start to understand that they have, you know, they aren't capable of performing. And you leave them alone. You stay away from them.
Yes. And that's what a lot of people do with liars. I mean, there's lots of ways you can interact with a liar. You can confront them. You can do a lot of things. But many people simply avoid them.
What about the pathological liar?
Well, now there's the biggest problem in the workplace, because these people are really sociopaths. That is, they have very little or no empathy for other people. They are totally self-focused, and they will destroy you. They will destroy your career, and they will even bring down an organization.
Are these people malicious? Whereas the one we talked about a second ago, the habitual liar, probably isn't malicious. Is this pathological liar malicious?
Yes, that is a big difference. The habitual liar has no real evil in mind.
Yeah, they're not. They can't help it.
Right. But the pathological liar is very canny, very savvy.
Probably about to commit a crime.
Yeah, could be. They can also be extroverts. They can be charming. They can be a lot of things.
Like talk show hosts. Like talk show hosts, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Carol, this has been fun. Will you come back?
I will come back anytime.
This has been fun. Thank you for being here. Good job. You got a lot more to teach us. We're going to get you back
soon.
Thank you for being here. Good job. CKG.com is her website, and the book is called The Truth About Lies in the Workplace. Carol Kinsey Goman, G-O-M-A-N. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.